The economic implications of a troop drawdown in Afghanistan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama will talk to the nation tonight about his plans to bring home a limited number of troops from Afghanistan. The U.S. spends more than $120 billion a year there. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports on how that could change with troops coming home.
President Obama is expected to say he's bringing 10,000 troops home by the end of the year. That's one-third of the additional forces he sent to war as part of last year's surge. Gordon Adams is a foreign policy professor at American University. He says the drawdown's a drop in the bucket for military spending and won't do much to cut the U.S. deficit.
There's some savings in terms of hazardous duty pay, in terms of pays and benefits that go to the families while they're deployed overseas, but that's almost dust-level savings. It's hardly measurable.
He says troops coming home will still be on the payroll, so not much savings there. Gail Lamond studies Afghanistan's economy at the Council on Foreign Relations. She says fewer U.S. troops means some increased security risk there, but Afghanis are more concerned with economic risk and the long-term plan for foreign aid.
You know, there was a group of women visiting Washington last week asking, really, what does engagement after 2014 look like? And that is an open question.
2014 is when combat's scheduled to end in Afghanistan. There's no plan to wean the country off foreign aid beyond then. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
The online TV show and movie service Hulu may be up for grabs. There are a lot of ifs in this story, but the LA Times is reporting internet giant Yahoo may be the one kicking the tires. Things at Hulu have been pretty dour lately, despite a rosy outlook for streaming video. Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe is with us live to talk about it. Hi, John.
Hey, Steve.
Why is Hulu having such a tough time?
A few reasons. Netflix is probably the biggest. Netflix has been able to hustle more, get more movies, become a service people feel like they need to have. The other thing is management. Hulu is jointly owned and operated by a lot of different groups. Fox, Disney, Comcast all have a stake, but Comcast has no say in the decisions Hulu makes as part of the conditions when they bought NBC. So there's a lot of cooks in the Hulu kitchen.
The Hulu kitchen. Hey, why would the networks, John, knowing that streaming is the future, want to get out of this particular streaming business?
Well, don't undervalue the expense of hassle. There's a lot of hassle involved in running Hulu. And they're probably frustrated about not having control over the business. They might be thinking, look, if people want to see my show from my network, they can come to my site and look at my ads. And if they do sell, there may be a future where they can sell the rights to the new Hulu and just make money off the top without all the hassle.
What could this do, John, to Hulu? Fix it or break it even more?
Yes. It could. It could do both those things. There's the sense in the tech community that Jason Kilar, the CEO, really wants to innovate and expand, try new things. He's thought of as being really bright, but he can't do it because he has lots of old line bosses kind of holding him down. And, you know, Hulu does have challenges, though. How do you compete with Netflix when it's such a powerful first mover? And what if the networks just don't want to offer their shows on Hulu anymore? What, you know, there's nothing on the shelf at that point. But if Kilar can come up with something new and more independent, more risky that people feel like they must have, like the ability to live stream just the TV networks that you want, you know, the a la carte cable dream that we've all thought about for so long, then it could do really well.
As long as all the cooks in the kitchen like it, right?
That's got to mind the cooks.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. The Dow off by just a point at 12,189. The Postal Service says it will suspend its employer contribution to the federal employee retirement system. The post office is $8 billion in the hole. FedEx said earnings rose by more than a third in the last 3 months. It was able to make up for higher fuel costs with higher surcharges.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com. For a unique look at all of our Marketplace business and economic sustainability coverage, visit marketplace.org and click on the Sustainability tab.
Well, the International Trade Commission is expected to rule tomorrow on a patent dispute concerning something most of us carry in our pockets, that small camera that's part of our cell phones. Well, Kodak, the old school photo company, says new school phone makers such as Apple have taken its technologies. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports there could be some big developments from this one.
If you have a smartphone, you've probably used the camera.
Okay, I'm zeroing in on the tree outside my office window. Here we go. Take the photo.
That grainy preview that shows up before you take the picture, Kodak holds a patent for that process. Kodak claims Apple and BlackBerry maker RIM are using its technology without paying for it. Dan Ravisher is the executive director of the Public Patent Foundation.
You can get patents on very small components of products. So your typical cell phone could be covered by hundreds, if not thousands, of patents.
Law professor Jack Lerner says the technology has become standard on cell phones with cameras.
They need the technology to make a competitive phone.
Lerner says companies sometimes try to sneak by without paying the licensing fees. For Apple and BlackBerry, with millions of phones on the market, it makes more sense to invest in good lawyers.
It can cost anywhere from $3 to $5 million to fight an average patent. But these companies are looking at hundreds of million dollars in licensing fees. So it makes sense to fight this as much as you can.
The International Trade Commission could prevent Apple and RIM from importing phones that are assembled overseas. Attorney Paul Ackerman with Dorsey & Whitney says Kodak had a lot at stake.
I think that this intellectual property revenue is absolutely critical to their continued business models.
Kodak could gain another $1 billion. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, has this happened to you? You're on an airplane. It's dark. You want to read your newspaper or magazine or that issue of SkyMall. You reach for the reading light button and you call the flight attendant instead. How embarrassing for you. Well, Boeing says it's come up with a miraculous solution on its new 737s. The attendant call and reading light buttons have been placed far apart from one another, and they actually look different. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter, at Radio Chio, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
In the United Arab Emirates, a government job can mean security and status and sometimes a fatal lack of innovation.
You look up at these concepts and you go, why don't we have that in Abu Dhabi? And it's the simplest thing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, turning Emiratis into entrepreneurs next time on Marketplace. The numbers from Wall Street and the rest of the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.